I'm Cindy Temi.
I'm Grace May.
I'm Ola Aware.
And we are
Furbeats, your favorite Africa podcast.
Okay.
Yes. Episode.
Episode 14.
14. Yes. Let's go. Let's go.
Oh, mate. As you can see, we're celebrating
our second episode in person.
In person. Yeah.
Living the good goods. And if you can't see, we are currently drinking the Champus.
Asti.
Don't tell them.
I love Asti.
Is Asti a bad thing? Is it a bad
thing? It's like said champagne. What do you just?
I don't like champagne. I'm not about that life. I don't know.
But also eating dime, who is this cheesecake?
From IKEA. Everyone who loves IKEA, drop us a comment in below.
Why are you saying like that?
What? IKEA? Is it IKEA? Yeah. Oh, is it? Oh, these Londoners are going to come and teach me because I was
born
IKEA. So was I. I don't say
that. No, but you know your accent comes in and out, especially when you say Nigeria.
That's it, Nigeria.
Speaking of accent,
how
Nigeria.
And there's one that they said I used to say is ask.
Ask.
Oh,
yeah,
or ask.
Ask. I say it right.
You say ask.
I say ask. Wait, stop.
I say ask. I used to say ask.
I had to learn.
Ask. Come ask me. What
do you
want to ask me?
I had to really
teach myself. But I think it's funny that you guys actually touch on my accent because sometimes I do get a little bit conscious.
As she eats the bin.
As I eat the bin. One thing that Nigerians always do, yeah, or UAREans always do.
No,
it's
not.
It's not actually a laughing matter.
Alchemanites,
right? But one thing we do is. Have you noticed how we always try and like Nigerianize everything? So like Kanye, I know for a fact family members were like Kanye, like he's Nigerian. I was like, okay, first of all, his name is Kanye.
That is actually true.
It's mad.
But there was a song that Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bit when she goes, uh-oh, people were saying she was saying Ogbono. It's hot. She's definitely not saying that.
I can hear it now that you said it. I can't
remember. That's what they were saying in Crazy Love, big track with Jay-Z. That's what she was doing. It was like, no. She didn't remember Nigeria until the game. Let's be serious.
Oh, my
goodness. You know, we didn't mention why we're drinking champagne and eating, like, anyhow.
Because of your papa!
Yes! And we're even in a new space. What do you guys think of our new kitchen?
Let us know if you're watching.
Well, they are watching. They have to be.
They could be listening.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. But it's funny that you talk about Nigeria-fying everything when most of the people that I speak to in Nigeria try to reflect my accent. I'm like, you live in Lagos. I know you haven't left the country. Why are you giving me, like, I'm a British... Like, it just doesn't...
It's even how Gavin speaks an American accent.
Oh, but okay, but he technically has an American passport because he was born in Atlanta.
The passport is what gives you your accent.
He was born in
teaches you intonation and everything, doesn't it?
So I want to give you the true feel for UAR.
I don't, but like, we can tell that you never lived there because the accent's thick. Water.
My guys in the studio, and my guys, you know, we're gonna get a song.
No, but you should
and I'll basically say, you know what?
I was waiting.
Risky. Yeah, you're risky. Is that
what? But one thing I do want to address is that I feel
like I'm never gonna get an interview. I'm never gonna get
I'm begging for a photo.
Can you
imagine? This is not the way to go.
I'm actually here to say, I've given Davido a lot of flack.
Flack.
Funny now. I've given him
a lot of stick.
A little stick. A little bit of heat.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Technicalities.
And my thought process is that he deserves it, but you know what? He actually is making music that is catchy.
Of course.
It's not talented.
Have you got an interview lined up?
No.
You're being nice.
I just really was thinking about
it. She said, you're being nice, but you said it's not talent. How is that nice?
No, it's not talent in the way of like lyrical content and like, he's not J. Cole, do you know what I mean? But he's like,
No.
Yeah, I know.
They don't listen to Afrobeats for like the double entendres.
Do not give them that buy, because some of them do give us that. Lamadin gives us that.
We no, but they're the exception.
Lamadin
doesn't.
Okay. When he switches.
I think Kunle, when he says. Yeah.
That's probably not so. Anyway, so, as I was saying. So, have you interviewed him?
Yeah, I have. And he loves me.
And you're happy you don't understand his songs.
Yeah, okay.
Did he know my name?
All I had to do was, hello, how are you? He's like, hey, you know my song. I'm like, yeah, you're an artist.
But there was, I can't remember who, there's one artist I interviewed here. Ah, this guy was quick on the ball. He said, have you listened to the joke?
Don't ask me that.
Not at this point in time, sir, but we're here now.
This is here. About you.
This is not about me.
Who's asking who the question? I mean,
what a great way to switch it up.
So you just have to. You have to Boris Johnson them and just, or Clinton them with words. Just
I love that. How it was that now. Yeah, his name
is
a
Clinton. No, so Clinton.
Ways of accents.
Yeah, because you actually touched on my accent. So fellas with accent. So the reason why I actually wanted to bring this topic up was because I've spoken to a couple of guys on dating apps.
Yeah,
I'm single. So dating apps, and a few of them have said,
she's single.
Oh,
are you looking to mingle?
She's on the app now.
Okay.
Bye bye. Why are you looking at us like that? Are we baiting you out?
You're the one that said you're on the date, you know.
You know when people, you know when girls try to do sort of that, they talk about our business, start talking about.
You
bum!
The only girl that was out in that was dating Burner Boy.
Oh yeah.
She said we didn't seem calm, and everyone was like, "Oh,
oh my god!"
And she was like, "Why is everyone talking about my wedding? Are you mad? You psychopath!"
It was she even said that. Why do you, all of you guys are acting as though you're going to be a bride? And you're not the one that came to tell us about the
wedding. It's like when Jane House's girlfriend, what's her name?
Loz.
Was like, I don't know why everyone's talking about Jane House being a father. Sis, the announcement video had his song playing in the background saying, oh, my baby loves his daddy's music already. When you were pregnant, we didn't know who the father was. You're the one that's reading.
They're all mad. That's how this bit, not that she was mad, but you know the one that we didn't know Davido being the dad of the London makeup artist.
Larissa London.
And then for her son's first birthday, she's Davido's
music.
Yes, so Davido, I'm still down for this interview. You are, so I actually was trying to say that the best, you know the song The Best, it's actually a banger. Like, I've been playing that.
The whole album is a
come on.
I'm touching Pidgey for life. I don't know about you guys.
Mean you guys, I was the one that's making her way into the thing.
What's it? I'm about to start interviewing people as well. When I, next time when I say drink, that time when I met that boy, I won't be laughing.
Actually wasn't laughing in the video before.
He was
like, yeah, that's how I met Bernard. And then you brought into laughter and I couldn't stop laughing because it was funny.
There was no crack to that statement.
I couldn't even hold
up the light. I've not actually spoken to Bernard. He's walked past me like 3 times. Him and Whiskey were playing like tag team behind me in Accra.
The closest I got to Bernard was when he did that launch party twice as tall at the cinema that he didn't attend.
Do you want to give context?
Oh yeah, that's,
that wasn't even very close.
Huh? Yeah, no, he wasn't in the country, I think.
His sisters were there at the drive-in.
So context is that there was a drive-in cinema to launch twice as tall by Burna Boy. The Grammy
award winning.
You might just get a bit of like.
Good luck editing.
No, it's gonna
still
be there.
Don't kill me. How much have we had? I'm already hot.
I'm warm.
Okay.
So driving.
Driving. Yes, it was a driving. It was in Northwest London or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we really ventured, please. We really ventured to the other side of London to go to this place because I've been to many drive-ins and they haven't been on the other side of London. But anyway, we traveled there now and obviously you've got food, you got a bag, it said twice as tall. I don't know what that is.
It was my laundry bag when I was in Lagos.
Okay. I actually used it to
we got hand sanitizer with water and stuff.
That was great.
it didn't even come out as a gel, you could sneak it.
Put alcohol and Prosecco.
But I still want the interview. I still want the interview. African Giant for life.
I don't know if you can
wait, it has the comic book, it has the masks, It had the hand sanitizer. They had this WhatsApp number you could call to bring food to the car because it wasn't supposed to leave the car. Or we left the car.
There weren't that many people there. But anyway, so we now got.
Why the shade? It was like just an exclusive thing. Remember, Nella Rose was there and.
Yeah, yeah. So there was big, big names there. Burna Boy wasn't. But you was. So as we were, there were big, big names there, but Burna Boy wasn't. And essentially, what happened was is that they were playing the old album, so all of us were gassed, right? We're sitting there in our cars, banging out. African Giant.
Maybe thinking, I didn't get there that point. Yeah, yeah, never had radio.
No, because I got them. They tried to not even let me in.
We got you in.
Yeah. So anyway, Sha. So all of this has now happened. We've now battled to get to North London. We've battled to get inside. We've now seen multiple spaces. We don't understand why they were fighting us to get inside.
True, it was empty.
They told us that we missed food. We would have needed to come to 5 minutes earlier, but your people are the ones who made us miss food. Okay, cool. We now park. We see Lella Rose. Hey, Kiki, how you doing? Yeah, cool jokes. Quite a few people were there.
You saw Lella Rose?
Yeah. And then eventually, they say we're going to kick start. Burna Boy comes on.
The screen.
On the screen, yes, let's start. Before the Grammy. Right, comes on the screen and then says, so thank you so much for coming to my listening party, right? to celebrate my album, we're going to watch one of my favourite films.
Scarface.
And that was the listening party. We were listening and watching. Nothing to do
with it. Okay, so in his defence, I'm always
his defence.
Yeah, before we watched the movie, remember they gave us the animated trailer that came out on YouTube, the same day after.
Oh, the same one that had been all over the sponsored ads. Yeah, that one.
So we got the full length intro. And then we got this personalized video.
The sponsored ads is the reason that his tickets are £144.
Guys. Unless of course Whiskey decides to do his own show on the same day, I will definitely debunk my
I want to be a bro. I like you, bro.
There's many people involved in this. Burna, we're not coming with you, but you have a team.
If I can loop it back to the accent, depending on how Burna feels, his accent, like,
it's changed.
So when he interviewed you. When he interviewed you with Jules, his accent was like how we're talking now.
Yeah.
But then when he was on Ebro and Breakfast in the Morning, he was giving us Papa Africa, Baba Africa.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Boy is that friend that you go to Nigeria with and every other way.
No, he speaks your Yoruba in his songs, right? Even though his dad is from PH.
His Yoruba is good, man.
No, but his mom is actually Yoruba.
So is mine.
Okay, mine too.
But no, I think he's an interesting one in terms of, because obviously he does it, like him and Davido, they both do it, but they do it in ways that make it profitable for them. Like, depending on the audience, depends on the accent. So I guess the question is, like,
do you like a guy with an accent?
Do I like a guy with an accent?
That's the question.
I love an accent.
You love an accent?
I don't think I've had one boyfriend that hasn't had an accent.
Really? I've had one boyfriend.
Oh, he joked.
He did. But anyway, no. The point. So, did I actually explain how we got to the accent thing?
No.
Okay. So on the dating apps, yeah. So a couple of guys have said, "Do you mind a guy with an accent?" And to me, I think that's a bit of a random question, especially now you bring it up. I have a choice. But a few guys have mentioned that girls. One of the first things they ask them if you're a certain looking kind of guy. I know why. The guys have said to me, I know why they've been asked it, but they basically said that girls ask them. Do they have an accent? And I thought I was like, that's quite mean.
Is it?
How do you feel on an app when somebody asks you, do you have an accent? You mad?
I can understand.
You
know your preference, right?
But are we really that low, shallow to think about?
I was a shallow. So I don't think someone's toasting you.
I don't think it's about accents.
Mm.
Mm. I think accent. So I don't actually think it's about accents. I think it's all the connotations of someone that has an accent.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, definitely. But I think...
What are the connotations?
Not same.
So I think the connotations of someone that has an accent, especially on a date now. I don't know, this is me. I'm speaking from personal experience because I feel like I've been hoodwinked. A on some of these apps by men with accents.
Only the men with accents?
Yeah.
So the ones without accents haven't convinced you?
Not to the same degree. There's a different level of convincing. This one was through the roof. I'll tell you guys about the guy that I went on a date with that was 4'6". His feet were swinging on the seat.
It reminds me of the guy that we both went out with.
Oh.
Oh!
Severely hooked, and then
he wasn't 4'6", wasn't he? We weren't exaggerating.
I don't think so. He was definitely.
So what did he say on the app?
Huh? It was before Hinge, where they didn't have heights.
Because there were some.
He had literally taken pictures. He had put his head on other people. There was no way. I just could not believe it. So then I got there. So then. And bearing in mind, I was speaking to him on the phone as well, so I already knew that he was a little bit fresh. So me, the problem with you being fresh has actually got nothing to do with your accent. Mm-hmm. It's actually everything else.
Mentality.
It's the mentality. Yeah. It's everything else.
So is this one of the attributes you're speaking of?
It's lying. How can you do that? And me that I'm tall, I told you, I said I played basketball. So you weren't worried. You weren't worried.
I didn't know some Amazonian.
I'm not embarrassed. He had opportunities to come clean.
Bro.
Maybe he played basketball.
No, but wait, on the day it came to actually meeting him, I called him. I was like, oh, like, where are you? And he said, oh, no, don't worry. Tell me where you are. That's what I should have known. Because he didn't want me to see exactly. He came literally out of the night. I was like, oh. Looking at my shoes.
For the audio,
I
just stood up. Yeah.
And
I looked down.
Yeah, I was looking at my shoes, thinking, who and why do you have the face of the person I'm supposed to be meeting?
I'm so
There are many, many stories, but essentially, my experience is that the hoodwinking
is too much.
It's too much.
So you have to
verify. You have to verify these things.
What I found with the guys with accents is actually that they're like more expressive.
Is that on the app or is that in person?
Oh, in person.
That's in Nigeria.
Not here too. Those that are JJC.
Where do we meet guys with accents in London though?
what's that? Is it Northwest or Centenary Wharf?
Is it called Northwest?
If it's charging, how is it saying 10%? But this is what I'm not understanding.
Is it Pier 1?
Is it Pier 1? Where Toby service event next to Four Seasons. Is that Pier 1?
Oh.
Well, 805, there's a few places.
Yeah.
Personally, I think on the app versus in person is different. I can give grace to someone in person because I've seen you. You're not 4'3" and or 6'6". I don't know. But you're not four foot back.
Did you confront him about his life?
What?
Because you can't.
I didn't know how to address it.
Because Nigerian men, they're good at lying. So even as you see the evidence there, they'll tell you that you don't match.
I genuinely did not have it. I felt like I was, if it wasn't for the fact that he looked like a fully grown man, I felt like I was babysitting someone's child, in all honesty. It was just so uncomfortable. But anyway, I feel like I can give more grace to someone with an accent. And using giving grace is a really bad phrase, but I feel like I'll be more, I don't know what to say. But with someone in person, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. On the app, I actually have.
But how do you even bring that up? Okay, by the way, I have an accent.
No, but I have the ability to choose. So if you look like you could have an accent, I don't even have to swipe.
But what's wrong with the accent? I know you said the conversation, but let's say, I think it's such a shame.
Are you triggered because you have an accent?
You guys are mad. I can actually just say it's such a shame people judge and then because of me. No, I don't think that I really have an accent. Like, I find that, you know, a lot of Nigerians, especially Lagosians, Nigerians, Nigerians, we put on accents just to make ourselves. The one accent for me that I really just think is so funny are, so basically a lot of us that we live in Lagos, we're basically talking like this. And I'm just wondering, where did you get that shit from?
They went to international school. Via BBC Africa.
It is wild.
I love it though.
It's the bag carrying.
No, it's the NTA newscaster voice, do you know?
Hi, this is Paul. Yeah.
Hi, we are live on NTE, giving you all of the latest information with regards to Buhari.
But I like that. That's still got the accent, not the ones that they're talking. And sometimes you think, is it Chelsea that you went to? Or is it I just think sometimes there's a little bit of the connotations that come with that. They're looking down on you, they think they're better than you. I can't. But I guess we
would. So would you, your day am I with that song?
I'm not gonna lie to you, like, if you're giving me what do you mean? But I think I wouldn't judge a guy by the accent. I wouldn't use that as a thing. I don't think it's
someone with an accent is inevitably going to be someone that has just recently come. Would you date someone that has just
recently? Why is she throwing for the next bottle while she's saying
No, would I date? I've dated guys with accents.
No, ultimate.
What is the question? Yeah, diplomatic. What's the question?
Would you date someone that has just recently come
from Nigeria? Yeah. I would go there. He doesn't even need to come here. Okay. Would I? Yeah, I would. And I have done. I love you.
Hold tight, you man. Can you be really?
I love that.
That's what love means. Can you be really? What is all of this? That is like my favorite phrase. Like,
what is all this?
Yeah,
what is all this?
Oh, what's the deal? King of Boy Lane. It's the way they sing.
What's the other one? Hi guys, I hear you're into a party. Can I come? Are you mad? I see you on your cross. Oh, man.
That's what I said. That should just be used in general. Like, I see you doing it.
It's hilarious. I'm all right. Cool. All right. So, we've got your stance, yeah?
Yes. I love accents. And I am looking forward to relocating to Nigeria with a man with a thick accent
and a thick beard. We are never
ready for saying that.
Never.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not drinking
anything, but
life's still
worth it. I'm ready for part. Your mission is real. Wait, so you ready?
Girl.
Round two?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, cool. Anyway, so yeah, guys with accents, get in the DMs of those that don't have bays.
Ah, wahala for who? No, I'm big.
No. All right, cool. So we've got our stances of guys with accents. If you are a guy with a hot accent and a hot beard, what's a DM? Actually, don't drop a DM because if you just reply hi, which is hi? What is hi?
DM me. Tell me when it's there.
When people say hi to you, you reply.
No, delete it, especially because it falls in the request box.
Yeah,
on purpose. And all you've said is hi.
I just say hi, just for that.
Just say it, and then
you just say hi, bye.
And then that's when the conversation. Hey, man, I'd love you to listen to my album.
Oh,
I listen to it.
Mine don't use umbrella.
Are you listen?
I try to, yeah.
This one just says mama.
Sita.
No Sita.
That would be my response. Sita. Oh. Just things that throw them off.
Just start sending your account number.
This one says Eloise. Get my name right. I'm not in reply.
That's true. That's the one. Let's just see
what's here. This is the same girl that takes 49 days to apply. Didn't she thank you for the invite to your birthday after attending?
Are we still doing this?
In February.
Okay, can we pop the next bottle in?
Okay, cool. All right, so the next topic. All right, cool.
Lift it.
Coolio. So the next topic we are going to be talking about is blue therapy. It takes up so much of our time. But basically today an omission came out from Paul today or yesterday, where Paul basically made a confession that group therapy was actually acting. He basically said him and his friends and his on-screen girlfriend Shoma are
actors. That was the best line I've ever
actually.
He said it was his first acting experience,
and
it's gotten so big.
And he's looking forward to so many more. When you know you've made it onto that auntie's group chat.
And he put his name like literally in front of his face because it was like, you know, it's going to get shared. You want those followers. You're so transparent.
He's so transparent.
I just don't think he knows how to play the game.
He doesn't. I think
really for everyone, they should have kept playing for like 3 seasons. Are they scripted? Are they not? Are they together? Are they not?
I don't actually think it's scripted. I think he came. I think
he shows
like,
us.
Yeah. I feel like it's a version of The Hills. Like, this is life already as it's happened. They're either going to be recanting it as though they're in it live and they've already broken up.
Mm-hmm. They've definitely broken up though.
No, but I mean, like, so maybe even when they started filming it, they had already broken up and they were acting as though they were still together. That's an option. Because you have to think about in terms of, like, how could they, like, fair enough, you're live and direct and you can have all of those raw emotions and so on, but I don't know. That's the only version of it that I think could be fake. I think the only other thing, which we talked about the other day, was that I think, because you sometimes the sound quality is quite poor. No offense to you guys. We are struggling.
We're just saying.
But in terms of the sound quality being quite bad, what happens is that you then end up in situations where you can hear the echo. So I thought what was happening was when it was really bad, they will tell them to say what they said again. And so then naturally you randomly get scenes that seem a little bit more forced than ones before. That's what I thought. I didn't actually think it was fake.
I thought it was fake from the start. And as much as he said, people in the comments were saying, oh, we're putting forward for Oscar and then another one and whatever.
But fake or scripted? Because you're saying, I get your scripted thing.
When he said acting, right? So acting meaning none of it was real.
There's definitely,
because you know when you look at scripted reality in the context of like Real Housewives or any of the other scripted reality, you can tell that they arrange the situation with the cameras. And they might feed them a line or two and say, ask her about this. But they will never come out and say that they are actors or actresses unless they've gone on to do Glee, like Nene Leakes. They will always say it was scripted reality. And he said, this is my first acting job.
But then this is the same person. This is the same person that says he has clients and we don't know if he does IT or if he's a personal trainer. He's just using words.
What's funny, though, after he released the video, I don't know if you guys saw, he changed his bio. So before it just used to say like entrepreneur and businessman. Now it says actor. An entrepreneur.
Paul was under duress when he made that video, man. He's lying.
No,
you could see through it. It was just a lie.
No, but Thomas, I always said actress, though.
But she has been putting out, she used to do Monday monologues.
She's been,
does that make her an actress?
No, but she's been doing acting since. Like, I think she went to, I don't know if she went to Identity. Yeah, I thought she went to Identity as well, yeah. So I think she has actually.
Identity is in John Boyega's Identity.
Yes. So yeah.
What was John's? It was somebody else's. Oh no, so it's run by a guy called Femi, but
yeah. Yeah.
He was part of it.
Yeah.
Along with all the other black guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But I believe that they dated because they touched on pregnancy issues and abortion issues, and I feel like those aren't the kind of things you just grow up from reality. So scripted versus fake though.
So if you're acting, I think we even said this in a group. Mm-hmm. When you're acting in rom-coms and sitcoms, in any type of com where it's a comedy, because there were bits that were very laughable, none of it has, like, it's not non-fiction, it's fiction. So anything is on the table.
But I just think that Paul doesn't know how to use words. I genuinely, he is a Clinton.
But you know when it comes to things like that?
As in Hill.
Yeah.
I think they would have done that improv. So they would have been like, all right, cool. But cameras are rolling. This is how we want to end. This is where we're starting, filling the blanks. That's how they usually do it.
Right? I know, but this is the same guy that would be sitting there going, big old Brad. He doesn't do
it. You're bad.
You're bad. This is the same guy that was saying that. Also, when she was dancing around the kitchen, listening to whiskey and frying up palm oil, like they were in the bush. And now you want to be quiet.
He denounced his Nigerian ship years ago.
Yeah, it's not consistent, though. He's like, and I don't think it's because he's acting. I just think he doesn't have class.
He doesn't have class.
Yeah. class.
Yes, so you don't know your class anymore.
It's just
a sacral.
So he's just making a choose how and when he wants to do whatever. His story is not consistent for me.
Well, the comments are saying, oh, this is damage control because he's getting dragged on.
Definitely, that's what I agree. That's what exactly it is.
And also, but bearing in mind that other reason that he's dragged, as I've said this before, Shoma, we all know that actually on Backchat, she held herself very well. She was one of the few cast members that walked away from that with the majority of the respect of people from London, I would say, or the people that watched. So she then came and entered into this, very smart. They put a cast member that we all love to some extent onto this show with someone that we all hated. Do you know what I mean?
Guys hated him.
Exactly. So they put him on there, and he obviously, I personally think, he didn't expect it to be that bad. Then the Aftermath episode came out and his sister was now talking to Shoma anyhow. So then it was like, all of your family are mad. So everyone came for him. And I just don't
think he expected it. Was his sister on Aftermath? Did you watch Aftermath?
No, so I watched it here, but she wasn't on it. She called.
She called up?
She called in and said she was going to apologise. Didn't apologise and then started saying that, we know the sort of girl that you are, Shoma. You've got no respect. You don't know how to raise her. Like, you can't run at home and tell her.
And you guys really feel like people that are in a relationship or were in a relationship from a Nigerian background will free all of this info?
Oh, there's people are
really for the point.
Bearing in mind for the point. That we're also Black British, where we're like historically like private.
For the coin.
I don't know any Black British people that have been able to maintain longevity for the coin for free and gossip. Okay. Where's Jamelia? Where's Trisha? Where's June Tarpon? Who are these people?
Shisha went to the right. Why are you doing it with an accent? Hey, you sound like your parents. Shisha not your friend.
Shisha was about recently. Did you watch
Shisha? I did.
No, Shisha was about recently because somebody dragged her and her daughter was defending her on Shaver.
No, but she also was the one who went for Piers Morgan and said that, I wish that your son marries a Black one and a dark one at that.
But my point is, there haven't ever been, oh, maybe Andy. Do you remember Andy, the presenter?
Peters?
Yeah, Andy Peters.
What about
that's what I'm saying. He's probably, or maybe Ainsley Harriet. There's pockets of people.
Sounds
like Family Guy.
The contact lens is on the relaxing.
Lamar. She said contact lenses.
First of all, my husband's eyes were real.
You was a doctor by one.
Right.
You said Big Brother, I didn't think I ever watched it.
Lamar, she sent for Lamar. Do you know one of them?
Ibro Gang.
It shows that you just didn't like his look.
Ibro Gang, there's no white blanket. Where are you getting the green eyes from?
Ah, he's fine. He's so good. I remember, I used to love Lamar. Oh, my mum really actually aided me in some of my
projects. If he saw the way she grew it.
Her lip.
Personally, I think that these guys are trying to do a new age type thing. I think it's scripted. I don't think it's acting. I think they're just adding to it.
Okay, so then if it is scripted then, based on what Cindy's just said, that means you guys are very razz. We're talking about things like...
Yeah, I mean, Shoma literally said, you don't fuck me.
I'm touching myself from the
internet. There's no amount of money there. That I will say that one actually.
But that's why I'm saying it's acting, then I can say it because it's not close to my reality at all.
Yeah, but it's whether I don't care. It's whether my family will see.
But then if you're also filming it post relationship, right, which is my theory, you're filming it post relationship. And you're just doing it anyway because you know you're going to get the back on it. And it's a story you're telling, but well, who does it bother? Because we're not together.
Right? Is it me that's going to sit with my ex?
Exactly.
For money?
For the money?
How much is YouTube paying you?
1.1 million views in a day.
Okay, but 1.1 million in views a day is like £2,000.
But
we have to split between cast and crew.
But irrespective, it's the stepping stone. That's what Backchat was. That's how they got
the It's the stepping stone. But 3 years later, after Backchat, she's still with the same company on a different reality series. Ooh, wow. Step into where?
Step into the
bad side. Step in, looking like a snack.
But you know what? I feel like, on that note, to be fair, I feel like everyone has a different reality. Like, whatever they want to achieve from being on it or whatnot, it's their own sort of business, I guess. I don't know if we did
have it wasn't shade, but my own is that. From a million views, you're not making that enough money for me to go and start freeing things that could be true. If it's all acting, I'm off. I'm an actress. I'm paying to. I'm being paid to say whatever. But, look at us talking on this podcast. We say everything for free.
So. Unless you want to sponsor us.
Linking my cash app is I am grateful. Oh, sorry. And link in bio.
6024.
I
accept
PayPal.
I mean, I really do. I really accept PayPal.
This is a joke. I mean, if you guys want to invest in the business or send the money for free.
Or even just get this guy to come and build a website.
That same guy. We don't know who he is though.
I'm really intrigued.
Oh, the guy that did the Shilma's website.
But that whole scene. Okay, I guess.
That whole scene was.
Who was it?
You know the guy.
No. He was like, he was. Going out with Paul's ex. In what world?
Well, then if you were
Paul's ex, that's possible.
Yeah, so, sorry, guys, I should have prefaced this with I'm taking what I know from the timeline. I've watched half of that episode under duress over the bank holiday weekend with the girls. So I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so the episode that we're talking about is when Shyama was talking, she was talking about the fact that she felt like Paul wasn't allowing her business to flourish and grow, and he was being a detractor. She had asked him to do the website, he had never done it, because apparently he does IT as well as training people and giving people fitness plans, entrepreneur, I guess. Everything under the sun.
Multiple streams.
Multiple streams. That phrase is killing all people. That's a bad
as much money as the one thing at 9 to 5.
Broski.
But
yeah, so
the streams are trickling.
Creating funds. But anyway, so he then said on, like, in the therapy session for the first time, that the reason, if she had known, that basically the reason he doesn't like that guy, or he's been trying to get her to not do the work with that guy, is because that guy was knacking his ex while they were still together. And anyone that knows him knows that. And Shyama was basically like, well, I'm not apologizing for using him because you never told me. So that's not my problem. And I, in my living room, was clapping because he is bloody toxic. Mm. How bloody dare you?
You're telling me things I didn't know about.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not telling me to come and change my business plan. You that you're a business man, would you ever do this? You that you can be sitting at tables while women are shaking bum.
Under three senses, business.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a business move.
He's a madman. But apparently she'll act in, so.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, let us know what you thought. So if you guys have got inside information, a bit techie.
Share it. Free up the team.
Free the room.
We've been throwbies.
Yeah, then we have. What did we talk about?
Today we've been speaking about
accents. How many accents challenges can you do? Do you want to quickly do an accent challenge?
Go on.
Cool.
All of you shout out and then we'll do the accent.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Australian.
Good day, mate.
Shaq.
Oh, can we go again?
Shaq.
Ignore that.
No, we can't.
Bruce.
Can't but I'll give you another one.
Who do you think I am? A favourite bucket of prawns?
Somebody has wanted to use
that for ages. And this was the one time.
Good eye.
I'm still South African. Do you like your coffee black or white?
What?
Do you like your coffee?
Ola should be offended because you actually used to live there.
No, Zimbabwe.
I just used to go.
Do you like your coffee black or white?
I can't remember the name. It's the Dutch.
Zimbabwe.
Built on.
We're actually rude. okay, I'll just do it from Ghana. Gail. Hey, Gail.
Shall we?
Wick. I'm not. And then Nigerian. Yoruba.
Kitty Blue Boy Me. That's the answer.
Baloney.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm. Wait.
So we have been talking about accents, and we've also been talking about the latest episode of Blue Story and the aftermath, and whether or not it is real or fake.
Blue Therapy.
Speaking of Blue Story, though, Blue Story is a.
We're not keeping this in. So today we've been talking about accents, whether or not you date a man with an accent, and the connotations of people with accents. Let us know your thoughts about the conversation. We've also been talking about Blue Therapy. Is it real? Is it fake? Is Paul's confession in fact an Oscar-winning performance? Let us know your thoughts. You can share our videos, you can watch them on YouTube, and you can listen to the audio on all streaming platforms. We are Throwbeats Podcast. I'm Ola Oyeye.
I'm Cindy Timmy.
_Gracie May. And we'll see you next week.
Next week.